This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Expected Bets 4. On today's episode, we'll be previewing the slate for February 22nd. We have 11 games taking place, some pretty good matchups. Before we get into that, let's bring in the rest of the crew. Betsky, how we doing?
Good. I was at a really good close friend's wedding this weekend that I was in, and was totally offline by like 5 p.m. as far as like brain function. It was crazy. Yeah. we were out at a bar later that night after the wedding, and I think I looked at my phone at like 1:30 and realized I had like hit a pretty decent parlay, and there's all these tweets about it. But, like, I can't respond to any of this.
Yeah. We can't see my phone right now. You're like, but congrats, everyone. Yeah.
I'll get back to this tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. It's better. At least you hit a bet. You didn't wake up to some angry DMs. Or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess it's give and take. Franco, how are we doing out there in Philly?
Great. Good last two nights betting.
Yeah.
On hockey. I mean, it's been fun. So. Hopefully the scoring keeps going and we keep this rolling, man. I'm excited.
And the shots, baby.
Yeah.
Shots on goal feel like they're back.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've hit quite a few, which feels weird considering how much I hated them early in the season. So got to find those right angles.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of scoring, President's Day, we had a great slate too. Some noon hockey for everyone who was off. Talk about a scoring frenzy there. Holy shit. Three hat tricks in one day. I think Props Kitchen tweeted out the most ever was 4. It was a great day all around. I think everyone's pretty much bets. I know a lot of us kind of lean towards the overs on these plays. So pretty much an all around great day, I think, for most NHL cappers.
Imagine just spraying and like sprinkling a couple guys to get a Hattie in that game.
Miller Hattie, Matheson. Matthews. Yeah. All three M last names.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, no, Kaprizov.
Oh,
Kaprizov had one, yeah.
Kaprizov, okay. All right. Yeah, so I was waiting for the fake tickets to be posted there of the hat-trick parlay or something. Someone's editor got a raise on that day. And other news too. So obviously the stadium series was over the weekend. Pretty entertaining games there. Philly, New Jersey was great. And then the Islanders and the Rangers was another good one too. Going along the scoring theme here too, I think a lot of people had unders in that game, but both of them pretty much soared over. I know pretty much goals right out of the gate, but I want to hear your thoughts on it. Just do you watch it all, or kind of any closing thoughts on the stadium series?
I was drinking whiskey by this beginning of the Philly one, or maybe just completely blackened, but I did watch the Islanders game, and that was a lot of fun. And I had heard that the Philly game was great too. So I hope that maybe the outdoor games are turning around. I'm not going to have any high hopes on this, but it's a good sign at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, next year is at the Big House, so we got Detroit versus the Blue Jackets next year, which should be fun. But yeah, Franco, well, any thoughts?
I mean, Blue Jacket fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least there'll be goals, right? I mean, in theory, Blue Jackets games seem to go over. So.
Maybe you get two against them and just chill.
I think it's funny because like the general trend and like has been that these games always go under and the ice is sloppy and all that fun stuff. So it was good to see some overs, see some goals and some good action. I mean, I think he sure scored what, like 30 seconds into that Flyers Devils game. So it was off and running from the start, and to see all those goals in that Rangers game too, considering you know, you have Shesterkin and Sorokin in that.
Yeah.
I think you would, most people would agree that that looked like an under, at least when you're factoring in those two guys in net. So to see all those goal parlays cash is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think I heard three different pronunciations of Ersan, and I was trying to think the other one too. The announcers just kept mixing his name up every time. So I was laughing at that, but yeah, in other news, Blackhawks have now lost 21 straight on the road.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know. I mean, this team is bad.
It's a new level of tanking. I know there's injuries, but I mean, come on, this is pretty brutal.
At least with the guard back of the lineup, their scoring's kind of picked up a little bit. But I know while he was out, they were 1-2 goals a game max for a while. And that team was pretty much untouchable.
And those games were unbettable because it seemed like other teams just knew as long as they got up by two, you could just take the rest of the night off and be fine. Because I think they had like two road trips and almost every single game went under or something.
Yeah. It's almost like first to three wins. Like that's just your bet on DraftKings every time versus Chicago, just first to three goals. Because you know Chicago's not getting there. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. And my Yotes are now, and they have now lost 10 in a row and are looking to get their 11th tonight against Toronto. So fun times.
Hey, maybe they'll surprise us a little bit.
They've been pretty good against Toronto.
I know. It's scary. Yeah. Yeah. Not like they win 4-3. They like win 2-0.
Should be a good one at 10 p.m. tonight. Then
Vemelka shutout incoming.
Yeah. And I think the last piece is the fucking Golden Knights are going to do it again. Jack Eichel goes on long term IR, frees up $8 million in cap space. I fucking hate this team. I fucking hate the Golden Knights so much. I'm fine saying it. But yeah, they're going to probably acquire some defensemen, Tanev, Hanifin, maybe add another goaltender. But that really doesn't seem to need to be the case with Hill, and Thompson's even started to improve as of late. Yeah, that's kind of my only piece is I fucking hate this team. They're just going to pull some shit at the trade deadline again.
Yep.
All right. Any other news and notes from you guys?
Oh, I'm ready to break down the slate.
We'll get to the games in a second, but first, I want to talk to you about AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why, for the past 2 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It's just one scoop, mixed in the water, once a day, every day, and it makes you feel energized, focused, and ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals. I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning, which is recommended for optimal nutrition absorption. I fill up my shaker with extra cold water, add one scoop of AG1, shake it up, and I'm ready to go. If I'm running short on time and can't mix my AG1 before heading out, I'll grab a travel pack. It's an individual serving of AG1. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/expectedbets. That's drinkag1.com. All right, let's get into the first game here. Up, we have Florida traveling to Carolina to take on the Hurricanes here. The Hurricanes are -120 on the money line. The over-under set at 6.5 here. In terms of matchup history, Florida has won the last 5 against them, and they enter on a hot streak here. Florida has won each of their last 6 games, going 9-1 in their last 10. Carolina also on a little bit of a hot streak here, 8-2 in their last 10 as well. Should be an interesting matchup. We were talking with Franco before, and in terms of kind of the quality of the hockey game, it should be fantastic. In terms of player props, I don't really have a ton here, so I'm curious to hear what your guys' thoughts are on this. I'll start with you here, Betsky.
Yeah, I definitely want to see what the lines are tomorrow as far as the Panthers go. I mean, I guess Carolina, too. It seems like Panthers have been kind of juggling their lines a little bit. Tkachuk was separated from Verhaeghe now. It's one of those ones that it seems really enticing when you first take a peek at it, but between like what a lot of these lines are going to be set at, I don't know how much value you'll be able to squeak out of it. I kind of have a feeling Barkov is going to go on a run again. He has been very, very cold lately as far as shots, and it's only been having like two attempts per game. He finally got his shots prop against Ottawa, who he's had like good history against, but he's a little bit better on the road to begin with. I mean, Caroline is tough against shots on goal, no matter what the position is, but Barkov's just kind of like a wrecking ball when he gets going. So that may be one I'm going to look into, and I have a feeling the value will be pretty good because he missed, I think, 5+ in a row up until that Ottawa game and was kind of spotty right before that anyways. And if we're getting new lines, and that's like one of those guys that I'm not too concerned about if he needs to find new chemistry or anything. He's kind of the type of guy who anybody can play with. Bunting's been kind of interesting, and his points been something that I've been eyeing, and even his shots to an extent, he's going to be 1.5. So that'd probably be more of a parlay piece, or unless you're feeling spicy and want to alt it to 3, but Carolina's kind of getting that scoring from the second and third line, is even though they have Shevnikov back and that first line is a little bit stacked again, but that second line seems to be like the productive one right now. So that may be the area to kind of dive into for the Carolina side, but that's kind of all I have. If I'll probably have to do a little bit more digging to find more value out of this, but cause nothing really pops off right immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously Natchez and Jarvis have kind of been hot as of late on the Carolina side. Then you look to the Florida side, you have your Reinhardts, your Verhaeghes, your Tkachuks, but the straights aren't bettable for their points necessarily. So they're all kind of parlay pieces of where you want to slide them in here. Franco, I'll throw it to you here. Any looks in Florida, Carolina?
Yeah. So again, I feel like this is going to be a great game to watch. Not one I would want to be heavily invested like prop wise, cause I could see it being under. Florida's done a great job of suppressing shots. So is Carolina. So shot on goal props are a little scary. And just by nature, because of that, you're looking at probably less chances, less scoring opportunities, less chances. But at the same time, I could see this being like a measuring stick for both of these teams to see where they stand versus true playoff teams. I mean, it's all well and good that Florida beat Ottawa barely the other day, and these teams beat up on these other just middling teams. So maybe we see a little something more than what we're thinking. And this ends up being more of a high-scoring game. I don't know. But it feels like a 2-1 type of game. So, but with that being said, I don't mind the look of potentially Tkachuk assist again. I know he's been red hot with the assist prop. I don't love his line. Like you said, Betsky, it seems like they've been shifting lines. And, I mean, him being on a line with Bennett and Cousins, Cousins had like – it felt like 3 or 4 opportunities where Tkachuk just set him up so nicely the other day. And he could not finish – for shit. And I'm just sitting there with my Tkachuk point prop in a parlay, frustrated watching this guy with no ability. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe they shuffle back, but
they may. And, they may have put Cousins next to Maddie just so Ottawa wouldn't, mess with him or anything. And it's funny to think that when Tkachuk got his point, it was with guess who?
With Lundell, right?
Yeah. Oh, Lundell. Oh, great. That's right. Never mind. No, you're right. Lundell, you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was an overtime, but I was thinking it was the Verhaeghe-Barkov to Chuck.
Yeah, but even that was surprising. It's not like Lundell's like a sniper and he scored that like weird angle goal. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. I'm not debating it here. But I mean, that gives me a little bit of pause. Despite his recent form, he's been producing regardless of his line mates, so maybe he'll be fine. Their power play was like pretty inept against Ottawa, though. I don't know what was going on there. And I don't know how good Carolina's PK is off the top of my head right now, but I would assume it's probably pretty good given how good they are in general. But
the second best over the last 10 games.
Exactly. So, I mean, with that being again, it's like everything points to this being a tight type of game. So, I don't want to go too heavy. But yeah, either him or Verhage assists were the two that popped on the Florida side. And then Aho, I mean, 12 points in 14 games, or sorry, 12 assists in 14 games against them. And 18 total points in 14 games against them in the last 3 years. So, I mean, I know you're never going to get Aho point at a bettable number. So maybe you get an assist angle. But again, I think when push comes to shove, I'm probably just going to leave this game tomorrow and just enjoy it.
Yeah, so this is the first time that Florida is an underdog since December 16th. I think they've only been an underdog three times since kind of the opening stretch of games there, the first three. Any kind of leans on the side here? It feels like these two teams are pretty evenly matched here. You're getting Florida at even money here. Are you kind of leaning that way, or do you think Carolina takes this one at home?
I have no problem taking Panthers as an underdog.
Yeah.
Bob Vrosky's been incredible lately. I was talking to you guys before the show. I got his Vezina award for +2,000, which I think right now is a steal. And I don't know how much has moved since. I think I did this on Saturday, or maybe it was Friday. But Hellebuck's looking a little bit shakier. And it's really like him versus Demko after that. So if they continue this to the end of the season, holy cow. And this would be a huge way to start continuing that road towards that trophy. So, I mean, if I'm going to take the team with the better goaltender, if there's two teams that are this evenly matched, and if it's the away goaltender, I don't mind. Just if we're getting good value on the Florida money line, and I have no problem with that.
And Florida still feels like a team that has something to prove kind of against a team like Carolina. Like, Carolina doesn't really have anything to prove. We know what they are. I still think that Florida kind of has that chip on their shoulder that a lot of people didn't think they belonged in the cup last year and all that. So this could be that type of game where Florida has a little bit more to play for, too. So I don't mind that.
Even though I forgot, they won the President's Trophy just two seasons ago.
Then they make
the cup, and then people are still
doubting them.
Doubting
the season they won the President's Trophy was like a massive disappointment, though. They were so bad in the playoffs.
So the next year they showed that that's not the case. This year people are still like, their blue line may not be very good, though.
Yeah, who did they face? Washington in the first round of that President's Trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they struggled against them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an experienced president or Capitals team
President's Trophy curse. All right, moving along here. We have Colorado at Detroit here. Colorado is the road favorite in this one, -146 on the money line. The over under set at 6.5 again here. Colorado has won the last 10 games against Detroit here. Some pretty interesting matchup history there. Colorado went through kind of a brief struggle after the All-Star break, dropping four straight. However, they've rebounded, winning three of their last four. Detroit on this one is 6-4 overall in their last 10 here. 5-5 split both ways to the over-under. Seems like Colorado's kind of got their mojo back in this one. They just beat a pretty good Canucks team, shut them down defensively here. The issue is kind of what performance you're going to get from Georgiev in this one. He's been pretty shaky as of late, and Detroit can put up some points. So we'll start with you here, Franco, in this one. Any looks in Colorado to Detroit?
Yeah, this one seems like a lot of player pops are popping here for this one.
Yeah,
both sides, actually. So a lot of guys really stick out for point props as far as their points against each other historically. So a couple I want to highlight, though. So here's one that's interesting. So Makar has no points in six straight games. I don't know if that's ever happened with him, just as far as like the talent of him. It just seems crazy that he could go pointless in six straight games. So against Detroit in four games.
I wrote about this yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get one the other day. It's just weird. Like, how long can that go for? But in four games played against Detroit, 10 total points, 3 goals, 7 assists. So if there's ever a game to back him in some way, I mean, if we get Is there a possibility that we could get his assistant a bettable number? I don't know. And it doesn't ever seem to be the case. So, I mean, I might just say screw it and go 2 points and just shoot for the moon with it. It just feels like a great matchup for him. Him and McKinnon both pop for 2 points, so they look great. Ross Colton pops a little bit as well. I guess he has like a huge history against them. 13 games played, nine points total. Not super great, but for his standards, that's pretty damn good. Ryan Johansson's going to be playing his 900th game as well. He's off a 2-goal game. Finally got off the schneid there. I know he was on a massive goalless drought, so he gets 2 goals the other day. That could be like the type of situation where now kind of floodgates open a little bit. If I can get his point prop at like plus 140, 150, something like that, I don't mind that at all for sure. Then on the Detroit side, Perron, 11 points in 10 games against them. And he's a guy that's usually very bettable for the numbers he's at, because I know you're never going to get Larkin or DeBrinket or these other guys at a bettable number on the point prop. So Perron's usually close to even or plus money. And he's getting some, I know he's on the top power play. I don't mind it at all. If I can get his point prop at a bettable number. So those are a few I'm looking at, and just the over in general looks good. So I think we'll see a lot of goals in this game.
Yeah. Lucas Raymond too, 20 points in his last 20 games here. Another notable mention in that one. Betsky, any looks for you in this one?
Yeah, I mean, you covered all of them. I was going to say the Johansson one. I mean, he's really looking like he finally turned a corner. He may have been injured for a little bit here. I don't know. Just dealing with some injuries, but I was impressed with him last night and kind of noticed he was heating up right before that. I just checked this one out. Do what you will with it because of who it is, but Patrick Kane has just owned the Avs. It's pretty crazy. I was looking at it before and it was like 35 points in 29 games. I'm like, that doesn't seem right, but that was just on the road. But of course this is, you know, back in the Chicago Dynasty times when Colorado was pretty much the complete opposite, but he still has 6 points in his last 5 games against them, hitting in 3 of those. Playing on the top line with Larkin, who hasn't seemed quite right. He was usually very good as a road guy and just didn't seem to pull it through this road trip. So they may come out hot. I kind of even like the thought of like a Kane assist right there, because if Larkin's kind of hungry to get a goal, that may be the kind of a way to get a little extra value out of him. Or you could maybe even think of a 2-point with Kane too, if you got it, because Gorgiev, as we know, is extremely leaky. And I do think this is going to be a total race. I really like that Raymond look to, and the Perron look too.
Yeah. Kane 7 points in the last 5 games. And like you mentioned, the assist is probably going to be the angle on that one. I think he has 5 during that span. Few other mentions, Rantanen, Wood for shots on goal. They've been pretty decent as of late. Not sure about their history against Detroit, but that's kind of where I'm looking to target shots on goal here. Colorado at minus 146 versus Detroit also seems a little low. Any thoughts on that one? I don't mind laying that number, especially how well Colorado has kind of turned things around after that little 4-game stretch.
Yeah, you may be able to get the reg win for a bettable price then.
Yeah, usually the difference is what, like 30, 40 cents with a reg win?
That seems good.
So, right around even money. I'm sure you can get it now. All right, next game up here, we have Dallas traveling to Ottawa here. Dallas is on a 3-game losing streak, and they're minus 146 on the money line. Ottawa plus 122, over under 6.5 again here. Ottawa 5-5 kind of during their last 5, just mediocre. This team has just been frustrating all season long. They're coming off a 3-2 loss against Florida and beat Tampa Bay in their previous game 4-2. But you look at that third game, 3-2 loss to Chicago, which is a big, big asterisk on kind of, it sums up their season here. Losing Chicago and then getting a good win against Tampa Bay. I'll start with you here, Franco. Any looks in Dallas, Ottawa?
Yeah, I'm wondering if Ottawa is like tightening it up a little bit. It seemed like Florida really struggled against them. I don't know. That seemed like a smash spot for Florida. I was really surprised that they were able to hold them to 2 in regulation. So, and then obviously holding Tampa to two the night before, it's just, I don't know. It gives me a little bit of a pause, but at the same time, I mean, we've seen what this team is, and they're not strong defensively. So it feels like it should be a get-right spot for Dallas. Really interested in Duchesne Point. I don't know if it's going to be bettable. Probably not. I know it was minus 130 the other day, but that was in a tougher matchup, obviously. He's going for his 800th point, so I know there's going to be a little extra incentive for him there. Wyatt Johnson looks pretty good as well.
Yeah.
4 points and three against them. And I think he's just awesome. I know they've been kind of shifting the lines around and stuff, but I don't know where he's going to be. I see that he played a little bit with Hinson Robertson, but he also played a little bit with Ben and Delandria. So kind of want to see, I think that might've just been because they were short a guy. I kind of want to see what their lines look like though, before I go betting anything there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't mind ever backing Johnson point because he just seems like he's always plus money, and he gets a ton of ice time with great players around him, and he's pretty talented. So
he's also like hit in each of his last in every game he's played against Ottawa.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps.
No point.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean that doesn't that makes it a little bit better too. So
yep.
I don't mind backing Ottawa props too, though. Seems like Dallas has been giving up goals, man. I don't know what else to say here. I don't understand it really, because I feel like they're a pretty good defensive team overall. They have Ottinger, who's solid, Wedgwood, who's not as solid, I guess. But it just seems like there's always goals in Dallas games. I know the Rangers game went under the other day, but this could be one of those things where it goes back over here today and in this game tomorrow. And Stutzla assist is what's kind of sticking out to me as something I think is going to be bettable. And he just seems like one of the only guys that really, really cares on this team. I know we're kind of talking about how this team's on the downturn and kind of getting to the point of the season where you can kind of just accept your fate. I guess that you're not not making the playoffs, obviously. And, you know, you'll see this start to happen with a bunch of teams that realize they're out of the playoffs. You know, what kind of effort are you going to get night in and night out from each of these teams? But that goal he scored against Florida was pretty ridiculous.
Incredible.
So, I mean, he's just – I know I'm talking about his assist prop, but he just seems like a guy that wants to play every night and wants to give it his all. So I don't mind backing a guy like him in a game. I think that Dallas gives up at least two goals.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Wedgwood is, I think, been more consistent than Ottinger as of late, which is kind of a little weird. Betsky, any looks for you here in Dallas, Ottawa?
I'm going right back to Heiskanen and shots. He's been awesome on the road. He hasn't been as hot as at home. His attempts are crazy. It's hovering around the 7 to 8s. Just had a kid, just scored against Rangers, hit his shots on goal prop. It's usually plus money, too. So, again, he's one to kind of avoid when he's at home. I mean, you got, 20 games left, so might as well just take the road ones when you can. Obviously, he can be a good target if he's got a good match at home, but I feel a lot more confident when it is a road game.
Yeah.
And then Rupe Hintz is heating up a little bit again. He's been one of those guys that feels like we've just been missing all season. And he has pretty good history against Ottawa for his shots. So he's hit his shots prop and five straight against them. And he has no goals against them, surprisingly. So that may be even one to kind of consider as a kind of dark horse goal prop if he's starting to kind of rip puck again. So that first line for Dallas has been interesting. It seems like the Sagan Duchesne line's been really kind of carrying them lately, but you know, when it's Jason Robertson, Rupe Hintz, and Joe Pavelski as your secondary scoring, that's not necessarily something you can complain about.
No.
This team's gonna be scary in the playoffs. That's what it really comes down to. They have such good depth scoring. And I love the way you're targeting two guys that are kind of on the upturn, because you're getting them at plus money or close to it, right?
Yeah.
As before it's 7 straight games, 8 straight games or whatever. Like I love hopping on Shot Props at this time for a guy. So I like that angle. I might be looking at those guys tomorrow too.
Yeah, another notable on the Ottawa side too. Brady Tkachuk has, I know he had kind of a downturn during the middle to the start of the season, but his shots on goal has really started to pop as of late here. Not sure. He's hitting his last two against Dallas, so that could be another angle as well. Looking at the next game here, Montreal traveling to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh minus 215 on the money line. Montreal plus 176. Montreal is playing a game tonight, so they'll be on a back-to-back. Pittsburgh has struggled as of late, though. 3-5-2 in their last 10 games here. Two-game losing streak, just lost to the Islanders and L.A. Over-under at 6.5 here, but it's juiced to the under. I'll start with you here, Betsky. Any looks in Montreal, Pittsburgh?
I will go straight to Sidney Crosby, who just Aaron Rodgers, the Montreal Canadiens. I feel like if he scores tomorrow, he'll run up to the crowd and do the whole belt thing and say, I own you. Yeah. I effing own you. He had a wild night against the Islanders. He had like 7 shots on goal. Just was ripping it nonstop against them. And I think he's going to be just pissed off. I mean, the season's coming to an end. This could potentially be the second time he misses the playoffs. And if it's 2 in a row, I don't think that's ever happened for Pittsburgh while he's been on them.
So,
I mean, he's got to be thinking this is one of his last true chances to get one more cup. And it's a target that he loves to play against. So, give me the shots. That would be something to consider 1.5 points because Montreal I think they're the top team for goals allowed in the last 10. And then if I'm going to be writing that, I might as well kind of sprinkle in that Erik Karlsson assist because he's finally heating up. He's finally producing and he doesn't score. So,
yeah, I like both those looks a lot here. Interesting note here. For the last 5 games these teams have played, dating back to 2022, have gone to overtime. So maybe a little plus 300 draw here. Franco, any looks for you in this matchup?
I like that draw. It's pretty sneaky. I might add that one. I'm looking at a couple here. So Matheson loves playing against Pittsburgh. I know he played there previously. He was traded away for the ghost of Jeff Petrie. Obviously that didn't work out for the Penguins. I never understood that trade, to be honest. I mean, what was Petrie like 37 at the time? Point and shot props always hit against Pittsburgh. He's always firing the puck. I think I bet last time both were around like minus 120, minus 130 ish area. So not the best lines, obviously, but I'll likely be on both of those. Montreal's been scoring. I know Pittsburgh's kind of been more on the underside, I feel like, recently, but I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to get Slefkovský point again, minus 120, minus 130, I'm definitely going to hit that. Suzuki's been firing like crazy. He's looked great. It feels like almost like a coming of age for him on this team as well. I know everybody's talking about Slefkovský finally looking like that first overall pick and all that, but I mean, Suzuki has never been a goal scorer and a shooter, right? We've always talked about him as like a assist and that's it type of guy. And I mean, he's firing pucks like crazy. He's scoring goals. So I don't know. I feel like he's not getting as much love as he should be for what he's been doing recently. So, I like that first line for Montreal for sure, though. So I'll be looking somewhere there. And I'm going to assume that Allen's going to be in net for Montreal. So looking at the over, of course, looking at any and all Pittsburgh props. I know you mentioned Crosby. If your sites let you bet like Crosby point with somebody else point, whether it's Rust or whoever's on his line. I don't mind that. I don't mind Raquel point again. If he's still on the top line, I think there's a ton of value in Pittsburgh props. You just got to find the right guys to pair together or whatever you want to do. But I could see 4 or 5 goals with Allen in net.
Yeah. It's interesting too. Yep. Suzuki, obviously tonight versus Buffalo, I think his point was about minus 250. at the beginning of the season, he was on a real cold streak. And I think his point was around like plus 130, plus 150 at points too. So it's crazy to see his progression through the season here. Next game up, we have Toronto.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the Crosby thing, 18 points in his last 10 games against Montreal.
There you go. So. Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad. All right. Next game up here, we have Toronto traveling to Vegas. Vegas minus 125 on the money line. Toronto plus 104. Toronto playing tonight in Arizona. So they're going to be on a back-to-back. Toronto's been red hot as of late, 8-2 in their last 10 on a four-game win streak here. Vegas, as we mentioned before, Eichel is on long-term IR. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games here. Yeah, 5-5 in the last 10. Coming off a loss to Nashville, which was – I didn't see that one coming, to be honest. Vegas dropping to Nashville on that one. I'll start with you here, Franco. Any looks in Toronto-Vegas?
Probably start off with Hill saves. If he's in net, I think Toronto – I know they're going to be on the back-to-back, so maybe you don't get that full juice, but I would think that – coming off an Arizona game, they're probably, I don't really consider this, but they're probably, this is a look ahead spot, I would say, for them, right? So Arizona, they might underestimate or not give full juice tonight and have a little bit more in the tank for Vegas. I could see them firing a ton of pucks, and Hill's been so damn good. So I don't know what the number's going to be, probably like 20 and a half. I'll probably hit that. It seems like Vegas has been giving up shots despite their good defense. So like that. Petrangelo points another one I'm going to be looking at. He's been kind of heating up. I think he's got a milestone coming up as well. I forget off the top of my head, but he's looked good. He scored the other night. I know Theodore's came back, so maybe eventually he might kind of lose some of that ice time, lose that top power play spot, that type of stuff. But I still think it's a good look there. And I kind of want to – I know this is kind of stupid, but I think Riley's back, right? This will be his first game back from the suspension. So I'm probably going to bet something involving Riley because it seems like – I mean, it's a thing, right? Like if you're a player, right, you do something stupid, you get suspended for 5 freaking games.
Yep.
What do you want to do that first game back? You want to kill, right? You want to, I don't care if it's against Vegas or whoever, right? He's going to be firing pucks. He's going to be involved. If there's ever a time you want to see a player motivated, like, or can at least theoretically bank on a player being motivated, I would think that this would be the time. So going to be looking at his props, whatever way I can kind of attack him. Probably assist prop would be the best angle, I would assume. But hell, I might even sprinkle his goal prop and shot prop because I could see him just wanting to get involved and wanting to be like, guys, I'm sorry I screwed up. That was a stupid play. And I'm back to push this team to the playoffs. So that's
what about his like hit prop on Prize Picks?
His cross check to
like,
the face.
Yeah. Prop. Well, like 1.5, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have that. But yeah, I mean, yeah. I could see that. I could see like, anything, any kind of angle you think that he could make a difference in the game, like that's what I want to be involved in. So, okay. Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Yeah. Betsky, any looks for you here in Toronto, Vegas?
I really like that Riley angle. Yeah, I gotta jump on that. That's great. Marner actually shoots quite a bit against Vegas. So he's hit in 4 of 8. So, you know, only 50-50 here, but this is, you know, years where he typically isn't known as a shooter. I feel like this is the first year he's really starting to become consistent. And you got to think Matthews and even Matty Nyes will probably be shooting a ton tonight in Arizona. So maybe that will be kind of his day to step up a little bit. So that's kind of one that it seems a little sneaky. That may be nice. I'll probably kind of just monitor to see what his attempts were tonight and if he did hit his prop. But something to kind of fall back to. He also has 3 or 4 multi-point games in a row right now. Good chance he can hit it again tonight. He is kind of officially streaking. So I brought it up on this podcast before. I really like doing a half unit on both him and Matthews to get 1.5 points. There's always a good chance that both hit, and oftentimes one hits and the other doesn't. Of course, Hill's in that, so this does change things a little bit. But I don't know. It could be kind of an interesting game. It may just be a little bit looser than we all expect. The side I really, really like, though, is Mark Stone is insane at home. He's hit a point in 71% of games at home. It's more of our a parlay piece, but you may even be able to get his assist and obviously his goal at plus money. So you could always do half a unit on each, and you're probably going to be coming out top as long as he gets a point. If not, maybe he gets one of each and you're feeling really good about it. And then, that Vegas top line wasn't productive lately, but you'd think that with this news with Jack Eichel being out, they may kind of get an extra boost again. So may not be a bad idea to look at Barbashev.
I don't mind that look. Who's ever so Waz jumping up on that top line with Marchessault, Barbashev, that's gonna be their top line. Waz been great for points as of late too, and you can get him at a pretty decent price. Not sure of his history against Toronto, but I don't mind that look as well. I know Franco, you were on him a few nights ago, weren't you? Waz for a point.
Yeah, I took him last night. Yeah, I mean, that line's been great. Marchessault, Barbashev, and Waugh have been great. And honestly, it's like Marchessault's minus 140, Barbashev's like minus 110 to plus 100, and then Waugh's like plus 110 to plus 120. So take the guy with the best value, you know? Yeah. He does have two goals in three games versus them too, so not a bad look there. I don't mind that either.
Perfect. All right, last game up here.
Stone has great history versus Toronto, too. I'm just kind of pulling that up.
Nice.
So he's perfect. Hit in three of the last five and then seven of the last 10 games. So for a point. But again, you may be able to kind of divvy that up between both props and maybe hit both.
Yeah. No, I liked it a lot. All right, last game up here that we're going to touch on for February 22nd here, Nashville traveling to L.A. L.A.'s minus 164 on the money line, Nashville plus 136, over-under set at 5.5 here, juice to the over, probably going to move to 6 before puck drop here. Nashville on a two-game win streak here, however, they have lost, they're 4-6 in their last 10 here. L.A. is on a four-game win streak, winning 5 of their last 6. I'll start with you here, Betsky. Any looks for Nashville, LA?
I'm going to go right back to Fiala, shots on goal versus former team and the team that drafted him. He's been very good against them, and I do think he missed. I know at least one of the last times he played, if not both of the last times he's played against them, but he's one to even consider alting up because he goes crazy against them. And now that Arvidsson may be out for a little bit, he's going to be one of the primary guys on that second line again. Trevor Moore has been bumped up to the first line and Byfield has been bumped down. Byfield comes out and has a two-game performance with one of the sickest goals I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I think this is good for him. I think having him have more space and better mismatches, this could be his time to shine a little bit. And if the books adjust a little bit on this line movement, you may get his point at a really good value. And he's been just fantastic lately. I don't really know if I have anything that I would feel really confident on the Nashville side right now. It's kind of a throw a dart at the board as far as points go, but Evangelista has been pretty hot again. It seems like that first line has really cooled down for them with Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly. And they're having to rely a little bit more on the depth scoring. So that may be one to just kind of poke around and try to find some value. But yeah, LA's looking a little bit tough again now.
Yeah. Byfield, too, is hitting 4 of his last 6 games versus Nashville as well. I really like that play on that side.
Yeah.
And then in terms of Nashville, Novak and Nyquist both have kind of popped as of late as the primarily players for getting on the board for them. Any plays from you here, Franco?
Yeah, I like Byfield for sure. That was one of the guys that popped on first glance here. I kind of wanted to go Yossi assists. 9 assists in 8 games versus them. 3 assists in his last 3, but I feel like they got to score a few goals, so I don't mind backing that, but I don't really want to be too involved on that Nashville side. I just feel like they don't really look right. I know they won against Vegas, but there's not a team I feel confident in right now. And it's crazy because there was that run where Nyquist point was bettable every game and he was hitting every single game. And now it's just like, forget about that. You know, like I feel like there's a few of those guys right now that were just like wagons a couple months ago. And now it's like, nope, no, thank you. But on the Kings side, I can't believe I'm going to do this. PLD looks good again, man.
Oh, man.
His history against them looks good. I know I joked about it, you know, last night backing him for the shots against his old team, and he got there and he even scored 2 frigging goals. So who the hell is that guy on the ice? But 6 points in 9 games versus them, averaging over 3 shots a game versus them. Coming off a pretty damn good game by his standards this season, because he has looked like crap all year. But, I mean, I don't know. Does he build on that? Is he feeling motivated? I don't know. I can't tell this guy's temperature, let's be honest here. No one really can. But I don't mind it. You know, if I'm going to get 2.5 for his shots at a nice plus number again in this matchup, when he's averaging a good number against them overall, I don't mind it. I don't mind taking his point if it's, I mean, I think his point's going to be like plus money. So, I mean, he's on the line with Byfield, right? Like if we like Byfield, why the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's awful. Cause I like, you know, I bash this guy constantly, but
it's,
man,
also the pops. Effort. Yeah. I mean, if you were the effort game to game between Byfield and PLD, it's, night and day, it seems like.
No, but, I know. All he needs to do is touch a puck right before Byfield skates down the from end to end and scores a goal. So we'll take it either way we can get it. And I don't know. We'll see what happens when I finalize everything. But I just thought it was funny that he popped after cashing with him last night. Yeah. So.
His shots on goal is pretty good against Nashville historically. He's hitting 6 of his last 8 as well at that 2.5 mark.
I know, so it's stupid, right?
Like, am I really
going to do it? I don't know. I feel like if no one else is on him, we're good here. If other people are starting to bring it up, there's a problem. We're in trouble. Let's put it that way.
Work all day, earn your hard-earned money, and just to dump it all on PLD. Just skate around that just doesn't on give a the shit. Ice.
He's basically what Kucherov was in the All-Star game, just night in and night out in real life.
Yeah. More sober, at least.
Yeah.
Kucherov was on one that All-Star game. All right, any other looks here, or are you guys all set?
Interesting awesome. Slate, now that we broke it down. I feel like there's a lot of value in it because there's not as much things that just like pop out and you're like, oh yeah, that's a no brainer spot.
So, yeah, it feels like more digging is a little necessary, but I think there's going to be some good bets tomorrow.
Yep. Same.
Yeah. Really good slate overall in terms of the quality of games here. Not a lot of bad teams playing tomorrow. So should be a great day for some hockey. You guys want to shout out your socials one last time here?
Sure, I'm Gretzky Betsky on Twitter and part of the Parlay Science Discord.
And I'm Franco the Banker on Twitter X.
Awesome. Twitter X, yeah. Who knows what it's called these days? And as always, you can find our podcast on Twitter/X at Expected Bets 4. Also, check out the Spotify and Apple Podcast links. You can find myself on Twitter @GatorBetting. We appreciate everyone for listening, and we'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.